Welcome back to the podcast. Today I will be doing a review on the complete buildings and projects of Zaha Hadid by Aaron Betsky. And just for those that don't know, Zaha Hadid is probably one of the most famous modern architects of the time. She was the first woman to win the Pritzker Architecture Prize. I don't really know how to pronounce it, but which is one of the most prestigious architecture prizes you can win. She also won a Royal Gold Medal. She was also born in Iraq. And now the book, this book will count as a book of choice. To be honest, I don't exactly know what other category would fall into because it's essentially a collection of her most famous sketches, physical buildings, renderings, digital buildings, all that kind of stuff. And kind of they will explain each one and kind of like what it means and what went into it. I think by far this was the most inspiring book, I guess, that I read and both visually saw, right? Because it's like 50% text talking about the significance of the architecture, and then the other 50% is the visuals. But, you know, as someone who personally is very into architecture, I know I touched on a lot of my fashion interest in prior books, but my brand in terms of my fashion brand extends actually into architecture. And I think that what Zaha Hadid has done is almost indescribable. I mean, her philosophy that she believes that architecture is one of the main things that pushes humanity to the future, which is something I extremely agree with. And another thing that I really admired about her is her ability for sustainable architecture. So I saw this, there's one really good thing about how in some of her designs, her philosophy is that in order to be truly sustainable, not only do you need to be environmentally sustainable, but the architecture must represent nature and must be one with nature. And I thought this was a very interesting concept. Obviously, I would wish to describe some of the visuals in the book, but I think that obviously, if you're not so much into architecture, I wouldn't require you to read it. It's definitely a thick book. But I think if anyone would be interested in any type of design, whether that be fashion design, buildings design, hospitality design, or even like technology design, like I just think that the shape, the story behind all of this is really, really, really significant to the time period that we're in. But I think that, you know, this was definitely one of the most, like I said, one of the most inspiring books that I read. I'd give it a 10 out of 10 for sure. I definitely put it in my top three books. This book has kind of inspired me to, create my own type of, philosophy surrounding architecture. I don't think this was the intention for the book, but for some reason, going through it, it was almost like not only were they showing you Zaha Hadid's creativity, but they were also kind of like, I don't know, like suggesting that you create and build off of what she has, made. It just gave me, the book kind of gave me the vibe that that it wants me as a reader to be inspired. It wants me as a reader to go out and you know, push the future, you know, push humanity towards towards a greater future, especially a more sustainable future within architecture. But yeah, it was a great read, so highly recommend it.